someone in this congregation which shall remain nameless has already donated some of the food that you see in the picture very generously with, you know, very sad heart. No, not really. With glad heart, has already donated generously. So if any of you have gone through, you know, a situation where you actually need food, just talk to Jan, and they will be able to help you. And then let's believe. Last week we talked about Jesus multiplying food, right? So as we share in love and faith, we're going to see the miracle of God. Amen. We're going to have more than enough for everybody. Those who have a lot, tons of extra food, don't have to chuck them out of expiry date. And those who don't have that much, you also have enough to eat as well. Amen. All right. I'll just move straight into a message now, yeah? Okay. All right. This Wednesday, for now, for a foreseeable future, at least some weeks, the 1 hour of Bible study teaching will be suspended to make room for prayer and intercession and, just ministering before the Lord and ministering for the sake of our city, our town, our own people who are out there. I'm going to read from you 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. We'll have a time of, the prayer normally starts at 6 to 8. Normally it's a time of worship and prayer. And a lot of, I guess, intimacy sort of prayer where we sit before the Lord. But we're going to turn it into a mix of prayer, worship, intercession, thanksgiving, all of that mixed together with, you know, a little bit of words here and there, encouragement. But we'll have a very, guided prayer time. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayer, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and perseverance. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desire all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. So there are a number of forms of prayer. We will have all that. Some are supplication, asking God. Some are intercession, praying for others. But part of it also thanksgiving. So this is a first duty of the Christian living in whatever the country that we are living in right now in Australia, is to intercede and pray for the kings, people who are in authority, that is our prime minister who makes a lot of decisions, our health officials and all kinds of people in the system who need wisdom of God. Because if we don't have, you know, wisdom of God and make wrong decisions, it's going to impact so many people's lives. And in fact, if we pray and if they do well by the wisdom of God and grace of God, it means then all of the people in our nation will benefit from it. Not only benefit from it, benefit in such a way that, first of all, we will live in peace and prosperity, but also it will create a condition that will also make them more more open, you know, gospel to go out without hindrance, right? If you have a regime that is against the preaching of the gospel, we will suffer more. So we thank God. We do have a Christian prime minister. I'm not saying he's perfect. No one's perfect, but I thank God we do have a Christian minister. And we do need to pray for our government. And we will pray with intercessions as well. We will pray for all kinds of people. Now, I want to highlight the word intercession. Intercession is very, very important. Intercession comes from the Latin word, means to come in between, intersect. So how do we come in between? How do we intersect? Between whom and what? Between holy God and the sinful man. We all know that. We're all Christians. Men are sinful. So historians say there's been about 21 empires that have come and collapse from within so far that we can count on because of the sin spreads and the empire and it collapses and restarts. So between a sinful man and between holy God, intercessor stands in between death and life and basically cry out for God's mercy. So the key is God's mercy. I believe it is very important when we become intercessors that we get in touch with God's both holiness and his mercy. And when we, this is a key to effective intercession, is that we have understanding of God's holiness. When you look at Revelation chapter 4, and you know, there is a only word that describes God three times is the word holy. Holy, holy, holy. Anyone who comes near to God sees and experiences, is struck with God's holiness. And that will really make us effective. I have to ask a question, how much understanding of holiness or sense of holiness do we have? This is one of the things that's been eroding or we've been losing, but I believe it's coming back. And God's mercy, it's not accusation. It's not pointing finger and who did what. It's always calling out for mercy because we are saying, God, we deserve your judgment because what have we done? As society, as people, as a nation, in the law, and I don't have to enumerate right now, but these are standing before the Lord, and with this gap of sin, enemy can come in and strike nation and people. So church comes in now, in between, to seek God and plead God for his mercy. Amen. So I believe it's both very, very important. God is just. See, when sin abounds, what happens? Enemy rises to take advantage of that sin, and every empire collapses when the sin is exalted. When shedding of the innocent blood is exalted, enemy comes in. That society doesn't last too long. When the marriage bed is desecrated, society will implode. But what do we do, God's people? Are we going to say, this is what you deserve? Or, like great men and women of God, come in between and seek God's mercy. And not only God's mercy to extend life, but also for cleansing, for revival. Amen? So Jesus is the ultimate intercessor. You know, Jesus is the one who absolutely bridged the gap. Any sin can be forgiven now through Jesus. So we pointing to Jesus, but as church taking intercessory role in the heavenly places with Jesus Christ. Amen? What is Jesus doing? He's still interceding from heaven. Now, he's primarily interceding for you and me, his children. He's also interceding for the world, but for you and me. Jesus threw his life in between God and the sinful world, and he's interceding for you. And we are joining with Jesus in the ministry of intercession. And the heart is very important. For effectiveness, okay, God's holiness and God's mercy is very, very important. Sometimes we say, God, why are you doing this? You are unfair. That's not going to carry a lot of weight. You don't really understand. There is no bridging between the gap. You don't really understand the holiness of God. There is nothing to bridge except complain to God. But sometimes we just saw on the human side. Sometimes we can be so on just God's side. We just condemn. They deserve this. No, no, no. You have to stand in between, which means we have to identify with God's holiness, identify with sickness and the weakness of human being. And then what do you do? The next one is that two men, not Jesus, have actually entered into the heart of God and entered into this kind of intercession. Moses and Apostle Paul. What did they say? They threw their lives in between and say, God, if you're going to strike them, strike me first. You got to get through me, Lord. Have mercy. I know you're holy. We've sinned. We need to turn. But I'm getting in between you and the people. If you have to strike them, strike me first. That's the heart of intercession. That's what Jesus did. Jesus actually did that. For us, when Moses said that, God said, I will wipe out the names of those who sin against me. He says, no, you're not allowed to do that. In a sense, God is not going to erase your name or my name from the book of life. But the heart is real. Heart is real. Why can we say that? See, imagine a mother with a baby. If the baby has a coronavirus, your own child, what are you going to do? I can't imagine any mother with a hazmat, full gown, feeding from afar with a stick, automatic injection. You will just go. Now that is a heart of intercessor. Heart of intercessor. You know, Jesus said we are salt and the light. Salt slows down decay. But salt has to be mixed into the food. We are in the world. Jesus didn't take us out of the world. We are mixed into the world now. Because of the elements of salt, salty Christian. Tell one another, you're a salty Christian. Don't taste them. Salty, not very salty. Salt. If you're salt, because of the salt, God's judgment is withheld at bay. Now, I had to go, I have to sort of rush, but you know, you remember Abraham praying for Sodom? Abraham, did you know, stood. Angels of judgment moved ahead of him. But Abraham stood between the city and the Lord and began to entreat, pray. Lord, Lord, what about 50? What about 40? Abraham had a very clear idea of God's justice. God, I know you're just. Should not the judge of the earth do what is right? But don't judge who is righteous with, you know, unrighteous. That's not your way. And in fact, it is not God's way. He says, suppose. And then he keeps going down. Please, maybe I'll just say one more time. Maybe one more time. One more. He is pushing, pushing, pushing. He says, 10. And the Lord says, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy the city. And, you know, you have to do some search, and I think a lot of commentators, Bible scholars, come up with a number around about 10,000. Sodom must be in a city, probably 10,000 plus. So that it gives me a maths, 1 in 1,000. It's two. One is intercession of the righteous. The other one is the presence of the salty Christian, righteous ones, who please God, mixed in to the city, can steady the judgment of God. Now, let me turn to Exodus chapter 32. I'm going to move quickly. We're going to have some prayer. Chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord said to Moses, go, get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. This is when Moses was in the presence of God, 40 days, 40 nights in Mount Sinai. And the people down there, just in the absence of Moses, for 40 days have started out idolatry. They made this golden calf. Isn't that interesting? That was a god of Egypt, god of fertility and wealth, money, basically. And when you go to Wall Street and the European Bank, both of them have golden calf. The bull market, it's the god of this world, is money, financial system. And then God says, they begin to serve this god of fertility. I'm going to have to go down. You better go and check it out. And then verse 8, they've turned aside quickly out of the way which I command them. They have made themselves molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. That's what they are saying. Our money system is our God that had made you happy, wealthy, and prosperous, God's people. This is an abomination. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people, and indeed, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. Then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power, with mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak and say, he brought them out to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn your fierce wrath and relent from this harm to your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by your own self. And say to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven. And all the land that I have spoken of I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people. I want to just pick out a few things. It's very interesting, the closeness between Moses and the Lord. For an intercession to be powerful and have a great power, it doesn't necessarily take a lot of people, but closeness to God, understanding of God's holiness and God's justice and God's mercy is, and Moses is so close, and God is pushing the responsibility of Israelites over to Moses, saying that this is your people, that you brought them out. And then Moses is saying, no, this is your people, you brought them out. Remember them. God says, I'm going to start it all over just with you. And Moses says, no, I don't want that. See, how many would be happy if God says, I'm going to make you head of the new nation? Moses didn't care about that. He cared about the people. He had mercy. And he cared about God's glory. And then later on, you see that Moses saying, God, wipe me out first. And even here, God says, Moses, what is he saying? Can you step aside a bit so that I can just unleash my full justice? Moses says, no, you got to get through me. You got to get through me. This is the church, ministry of intercession. I believe God is calling the church too. Too far, church has been gathering so that you can be blessed and be prosperous, and there is nothing else. And I believe God is raising the church to be the lampstand, saying, when you gather, because of your gathering, people out there will have life. Amen? Because of your righteousness, because of your prayer. And who cares whether anybody knows whether you pray for the city or not. But this is a call. I'm going to give you one more example. Numbers. Turn to Numbers 16. I'm going to read from verse 41 quickly, and then. On the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord. Now it happened, when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron, they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, get away from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, take a censer and put fire in it from the altar. Put incense on it and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun. Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the assembly. And already the plague had begun among the people. So he put it in the incense and made atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. So the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700 besides those who died in Korah's incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of tabernacle meeting, for the plague had stopped. Can you see the same pattern? Except there is one difference. Before, Aaron was part of the problem. But praise God, Aaron is part of the answer. It's an intercession of two righteous men working together. Two. What did Jesus say? Where two or three come together in my name, there I am in their midst. What kind of two? That's important. If the two just comes to just look for a good time, I don't think it's going to do much. If the two have the heart of intercession and say, God, get through me. You got to get through me before you get to the people. That's powerful. So they're here. God is saying it again. Let me alone. Let me alone. Moses, just step back, half a step. I'm going to go right through. Why is he saying that? He knows, you know, Amos 3:7, it says, God, surely, Lord God does nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. And God wants to share his heart. In fact, how many know? You know, when I was young, you know, I was quite tough. You know, you may not believe me, but I used to make people afraid of me. And, you know, and then a friend of mine, Paul, stop. We go, yeah. Keep going. You actually don't want to bash anybody. Really. Does God delight in judgment? He does not. But God is righteous. And he has to uphold righteousness. In fact, the devil takes the free picnic when the level of sin rises, level of righteousness reduces among God's people. So this is not pointing finger at the world. They don't know God, but we do. Our worshiping of our idols opens door to these things. And then God wants to be restrained, you see? God wants to be restrained. Can I say it again? God wants to be. God wants to step in to rebuke this devouring pandemic. Amen? I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced of it. I believe God is saying, church, you need to rise in authority. Because Jesus said, I'm going to give you the key of the kingdom. See, we can unlock the word of God from heaven. I think Daryl was speaking, this coronavirus for God, God can just blow it off. But it takes, God wants intercessors. God wants intercessors. Amen. Moses and Aaron fell on their faces. They didn't step away. God says, step away. What did they do? They just fell on their faces. You can drag my feet out, but I'm staying here. Fell on their faces, appealing to God's mercy. Not because Australia is great. We are sinless. We deserve this. No. We've made a lot of choices as a nation. But we can plead before God. Amen? I believe God is calling the church. So that's why we're keeping the church open. Because this is our role. God has called us to such a time as this. See, it says, Aaron stood between death and life. And he says, God. And he took the burning incense, he ran. He ran. Everybody say, he ran. He ran. Why? Because plague was already taking place in the camp of God's people. Moses took the call, the censer, and ran and stood between the people and the plague that was coming to strike them. And as the incense went up, it divided the plague and the camp of God's people, and the plague could not come any further than that. This is our finest hour to rise. Amen. Why can we say, Lord, get through me? Because on Friday night, there were just a few of us who were praying with a tremendous burden. And we're praying like this on Friday night. Why? I'll give you my reason. You can have your reason. Because if I get struck, I die. What's the worst? I go home. I got a lot more work I want to do on earth before I go home, but I get to go home early. And that's not my fault if that happens. God is the God of who heals. What about the people out there? Where are they going? The people who do not know Jesus Christ are not going to where I'm going. That's why I feel it's a divine justice. It's the right response. Lord, get through me. But spare these people. Spare this city. Spare these people. Spare our region, our area. Nathan, can you get the graph? That's the graph of what's happening. I've been actually tracking it. I think, when did we first hear about it? As soon as I heard it, I knew alarm bells went off. But so far, the rate of spread, every 15 days, it goes 10 times. I've actually done the math. Australia is exactly on. That's Australia had about 100 right there. And now we just hit 1,000. We are over 1,000 here in what? In less than 2 weeks. So can you imagine if this goes on unabated, in 2 weeks' time, we expect the number to go 10,000. God has placed us here so incense can rise. Incense, not bless me club kind of a prayer. Incense. So we're going to have incense rise up. I believe, how many believe God can break this curve next 2 weeks? And medical and all that may not understand it, or medical may say it's a social distancing that did it. Some people may say shutting down churches that did it. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How many know there is authority of heaven? We're coming into a time more and more that nothing other than authority coming down heaven will avert disasters. How many have peace in your heart? How many are ready for intercession, serious intercession? At least 2 weeks. You know, next 2 to 3 weeks is critical because our health officials in Australia are freaking out. And they're saying, we are on our trajectory to become like Italy. But we don't want that. How many believe God will hear our voice? I do. I believe if God's people, you and I, if God's people will humble ourselves and pray, next 2 weeks, I want to see that curve breaking and bring off. And I'm praying for your protection, none of God's people in this church to be struck by, but I want us to go further next 2 weeks. I mean, you know, many of us, if you're not working anyway, make it a serious project, you know. So we will have prayer Wednesday and Friday, I mean, you know, and Sunday. And, you know, other Thursday, also gathering, and so on. We will pray because it's not just my protection. It's the good of protection of this nation. Amen. I want to share more insights because I didn't know some of the visions that I've seen a long time ago, many, many years ago, seems to be coming to pass too fast. And I want to be very careful how I share things. But can you pray that the bubbles in our life as well as in God's church be taken out through this? You know, what is bubble? Jesus said to his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. You know what leaven is? Leaven is the yeast. What does yeast do? It makes the bread to rise. Bubble. How many know there is a religious bubble? It's possible to have religious bubble in the church as well. Hypocrisy. Our trust in our all kinds of things. Even people, number can be our bubble. Our pride can be many things other than God. And I believe it is time we pray that God take out the bubble because the financial bubble is just collapsing. But make God your hiding place and God will take you through, and also part of provision will come through one another. I thank God for Jan, who has such heart for the weak. As we get together, we look after one another, and then we look beyond ourselves. We'll truly be the church that God called us to be. It'll be a lampstand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to get Sunny to come. Let's have a prayer. In fact, let's thank God. Thank God. God is on the throne. My prayer is that we will be growing in our understanding and appreciation of God's holiness, because that's very much missing, and that's rendering intercessors very ineffective. So almost it's like, you know, it's our right. It's right to enjoy the best of life because we're God's children, and we don't understand holiness of God, so there is very little repentance, genuine repentance, both goodness of God and the revelation of the holiness of God, severity of God moves us to repentance. Not only our repentance, but for repentance for others. Hallelujah. Are the songs that we can?
Jesus at the center.
Jesus is the center. We're going to sing that once through. You can sit, you can stand. We're going to have just a bit of a time of prayer. I'm going to pray over you. I'll pray over you, protection as well. But I'm going to pray that God will cause the incense to burn in your heart. It's the incense represents your spirit that is burning.
Jesus and the center of it. Center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, and it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else. About you. from my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
We're gonna keep thanking God and worship God. I'm gonna open the floor for prayer for just for a while. Okay, so it's a microphone. David, would you like to pray first? Let's have some time of prayer. Maybe four or five people can come and just pray. Cry out to God. It's time to run and stand between the play and the city.
Merciful God, Father, we know that you are holy, Father. Lord, those who do not know you are holy do not know you, Father. You are truly holy. And Lord, our nation has done a lot of stupid things, Father. Lord, I include myself in this, Father, because we are part of this nation. But we thank you that you are merciful. And we praise you that you are righteous and just. Lord, I believe with all my heart, Lord, I believe you are saying to us, Father, that you have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But you say to all of us, Father, repent, turn from your wicked way. Repent, 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 Father. I have no pleasure in the death of even the wicked. How much more you love your own children, Father. You love us and you have no pleasure, Father, in inflicting all this terrible thing, allowing this plague to destroy the people of this nation. Lord, we ask for your mercy. We stand the gap, Father. We ask for your mercy, Father. We ask for your mercy and we thank you for your mercy. Because of the blood that is before your throne, Father, there's an ark in heaven, Father. There is a real ark, Father. The ark on earth is just a replicate, Father. But there's a real ark. And the blood is applied there. And Lord, I just say to you, I agree with heaven. All of us agree with heaven. The blood is continually crying to you. Have mercy on us, Father. We are foolish people, Father. We have rejected you, Lord. We have insulted you. How many times have we insulted you, Father? In the drinking places, Father. In the sports places. We rather worship sports rather than worship God. Now we have no spots to worship, Father. We worship money rather than worshiping God. Now we suffer. But we thank you that you are a merciful God, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Not only are you holy and just, Lord, but you are merciful. That you will stay the plague for my nation. Not only these nations, but the nations of the world, Father. The nations of the world, Father. Lord, you will remember Italy too, Father. That's where a lot of people are suffering. A lot of religion there, but I have been there. There's a lot of religion there, but no presence of God. We pray even there, your presence will again come, Lord. I'm so stressed when I go there. There's so many beautiful buildings, but no presence of God when I was there, Father. And I was there, Father. Today we plead for that nation. Your presence will come back to the body of Christ. Even as we pray for them, we thank you, Lord, that you have... Lord, we thank you for your mercy on the Chinese church, Father. Because the many, Father, who cried to you... Because your people humble ourselves, Father. Because we humble. So, Father, we pray, Father, may your Holy Spirit cause the church in Australia that we need to humble ourselves. That you will stop this plague. And not only that, you bring in the harvest. The harvest. Because you are asking the harvest. I want my harvest. Lord, you are saying in heaven, I want my inheritance. What are you doing to give me what I died for? Lord, help us, Father. Have mercy on us, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Maybe you'll just one or two can pray. Before I bless you, we can open it up for a bit more prayer, but anyone else want to come and pray? Hallelujah, thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, you have shown all these scriptures, O God, that we might become like you. Become humble like you, Father. Lord, from the cross you did not speak judgment, but you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, God. Lord, teach us what it means, O Lord, to lay our lives in the gap, to seek your face and humble ourselves and then lay our lives before you. Like Moses did, and like Paul did, O God, and you, O God, that you shed every drop of your blood. We thank you, Father. Father, we want to turn around, O Lord. Lord, having pleaded for your blood, having pleaded your forgiveness, we want to turn around, O God, like Moses did, O God. And Lord, use us, O God, to really not considering our lives, O God, to go before the authorities, O God, and tell them that these sins, O Lord, in this nation, if they continue, like the people who died, every one of them, O God, died in the desert, every one above the age of 20, came from Egypt, O Lord. God, they all died in the desert because they did not listen to Moses.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we want to see this nation saved, O God. We want to see this nation coming into destiny, O God. Your destiny, O God. O God. Show us, raise us, O God, raise us, O Lord, pour out. Your word says, O Lord, that in the last days you are pouring out your spirit upon us. Pour it upon us, O God. We open ourselves, O God. Make your vessels, O Lord, broken vessels, O God. Broken, O Lord, not thinking of anything like Moses, O God, like Paul, O God. And then we will turn around and, Lord, take us to places, O God. If we have to beg, we will beg, O God. If we have to, Lord, plead, we will plead, O God. And, O God, even if we have to lay our lives down, O Father, Today, God, we say, we want to see this nation, oh God, come into righteousness, oh God. The righteousness to sweep through this nation, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful reports that are coming, oh Lord, that even through this, oh God, there are many who are coming into the kingdom. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, oh God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. So today, oh Lord, we want to know you. We want to know your ways.
Amen.
We want to see, we want to receive your leading, your prompting, oh Father, so that, oh God, we can turn. Lord, you will use us, oh God. You will use GI, oh God, every one of us, oh Lord, to see a tsunami of righteousness.
Amen.
Sweep this nation for your glory in the name of Yeshua.
For you as your children, Lord. We know you are crying with us, Lord. You are a Father of compassion. You love, Lord. You are crying as much as we are crying. When you see your children fall, you created heaven. You sent your Son, Jesus, to die for each and every one of your children, Lord. And now as you see your children perishing, Lord God, it's not so. It's not meant to be, Lord. You created heaven that all men shall be, none shall perish, but all shall be saved. If you come now, Lord, heaven will be so sparsely populated, and that is not you, Lord God. So you are waiting for your people, Lord. You are waiting for your children, Lord. People, Lord, we, Lord, Christians, Lord, who come to church, Lord. Soften our hearts, Lord. Soften the hard hearts, Lord. And let us all come before you and repent of our wicked ways, Lord God. And we can intercede and we can stand in the gap for those who do not know you, Lord. Oh, how many in this world, in this population, do not know you, and yet we know you, Lord. We can cry, Lord, and we cry to you, God, God, oh merciful God, Father. We call you Father. As a father pities the children, Lord, you pity us, Lord. But your heart breaks even more for us, Lord. So today, hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our intercession, Lord God Almighty. You are God and you are merciful. You are holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray. And then I'm going to just declare. Let's thank God. God is on the throne. Stay in faith. God is unmoved. Pray that God will have His way. Cleanse us. Cleanse our heart. Cleanse your church. Get your church back, oh God, to your side, oh God. Raise up intercessors, Father God. Lord, those who will come near you, Lord. Give us, Lord God, vision of your holiness and your justice and righteousness and your mercy, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you give us heart of intercession. Heart of intercessors, oh God, like Moses. Lord, Lord, to join you on the throne, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from Lord, this Lord Zion, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send forth the roar of authority to this coronavirus in Sydney, Australia, to be broken in Jesus' name, to be restrained in the name of Jesus. The fire of God will go out from the house of God. And Lord, build a wall of protection in the name of Jesus Christ. I put the fire and the blood of Jesus Christ over your people and over the city, over our region. This right and Epping, in the name of Jesus Christ, over your house, the glory of the Lord rise upon you as you speak in Jesus' name. The power of God, health of God, the life in the Spirit, oh God, go forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Nothing wicked will penetrate your camp in the name of Jesus, Father. We stand for this city. Father God, next 2 weeks, oh God, Lord, that this curse be broken. Broken in the name of Jesus. Stamped, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Send your fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We'll continue, you know, the prayer. So take this seriously. Come to pray if you can, or join through the web and pray. If you, you know, are already resting at home, please come and please pray. Or even if you take some time off, come and pray. It's time to run. Run between the life and death and be the church and the light. Amen? The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. May the Lord raise His hand. Glory over you in Jesus' name. Fill you with faith. Fill you with power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a shout. Shout. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. No morning tea, is that right? Or do we still have just the tea and coffee there? Tea and coffee only. Fellowship is suspended until further notice. All right? But you can talk and pray. All right. Okay.